Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on. I wonder what happened to the freaking intro, man.
Okay. Well, welcome to Sand City Radio once again. It's your boy Cash chilling as usual with my man Father Time. I know it ain't good.
I got it.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sand City Radio. It's your boy Cash chilling as usual.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit.
Pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio. All right, y'all. What's happening? Welcome to another edition of Sand City Radio. This your boy Cash chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me, Timer. What's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Man, that was a little bit better, man. He kind of flipped, man. He felt like Pinky and his whisper car, his driver. Get that shit together, baby.
Well, all I can say is,
well, fuck you.
Miss Peaches, what's happening?
Hi, baby. How y'all doing?
We good.
What's happening?
Hey, Father.
What's going on?
Not much.
You ain't gonna bring liquor store in, dog? What's happening, liquor store?
I was trying to. I didn't want to just be rude and cut peaches off.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey, liquor store.
Hello.
That's too much. I know what we doing. Thing we always do about this time, have a little fun.
For sure, my nigga.
All right. Let's get right into this. All right, man. Check this out. All right. You're a married man, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's before you get to talking about what you ain't going to do, what you don't do, hypothetically speaking, this, all right? So bear with me, okay?
All right. I'm listening.
All right. Come on, catch up with me, man. Catch up with me. All right, check this out. You got your little side piece. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's your main thing. You know, that's your girl. You know, but now she's to the point where she's starting to nag just as much as your goddamn woman. What do you do?
Find another one.
You cut off.
Find one that ain't gonna nag. I mean, if you gonna go that route, you know what I mean. If you got your woman and you got something on the side, usually the thing on the side, that's where you go to, like, you know, relax, get away from all the bullshit.
I'm back.
But if she started doing it, you know, she started nagging and all that bullshit, she just kick her to the curb and go get another one. That ain't gonna be nagging. This is my opinion.
All right. So now, let me ask the ladies. I'm gonna start with liquor store. Liquor store. You got your little side piece, and he acts just as bad as your husband. He complains just as much as your husband.
Well. If you're talking about me personally, my husband doesn't complain about much. But hypothetically speaking, I don't know. Shit, I guess I agree with my fire. Shit, I'm not going to cut my off if he does a side piece. I mean, you know, if you don't have no feelings for the brother, then what difference do it make?
Okay, let's just say you do.
Then I guess the question will be, what is he complaining about? What's he complaining about?
Okay.
Not your husband complaining. The side piece is complaining.
Yeah, I get that. What's he complaining about?
I don't. Hell, he's just nagging. He's nagging.
Wow, well, shit, I don't know.
Okay. We'll let you think about it. Peaches.
Yes.
What's up?
What's up, baby?
Your husband, I mean, you know, your little side piece, he's just starting to complain just as much as your husband.
Right.
What do you do?
I first ask him, what are you nagging for? Second of all, let's get it clear and let him realize that you are a side piece. Third of all, I tell him, what are you nagging for? Do you want me all to yourself now, but you knew the gun was loaded before you came? So this is what I tell him. Either stop complaining and stop nagging. I mean, what is it that you want? Because first, he's nagging for a reason. First, you got to figure out what the reason is. And let's just say the reason is he want me all to himself now. Then it's up to me to fix that situation. Either leave my husband and be with him or leave him and stay with my husband. That's just the only answer I can come up with. That's about the best I can say.
So, in other words, what you're saying is that if the side piece get the nag and all that means they overstepping their boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, she doesn't. What's she nagging about?
Right, like I said, what's the problem? Why are you yapping? Why are you nagging? Like, what's the problem? What's going on?
Okay.
If it was so far as to now he wants her off to himself, and she basically said the same thing I did. What's the problem?
Right, that's why I can just say, what's the problem, baby? Like, why are you nagging? What is it? I'm giving you what you need. I'm giving you what you want. And I'm giving you the time that you need. So why are you nagging?
Okay, let's just say he say you ain't spending enough time with him.
Well, that's the same thing. He want her all to himself now.
Right.
Okay. We understand that concept of it, but now we saying, what do you do? We know what he's saying.
Okay.
What do you do?
Okay, if I have feelings for you, then I will leave my husband. If I ain't feeling my husband, I will leave my husband to be with my side piece. But if I'm not feeling that side piece like I'm still feeling my husband, I'm not going to leave him. I will leave with side piece and say, hey, deuces, you know, you're going to find somebody else.
Whoa, hold on, back up. Stop for a second. Back up. You just up and leave? I mean, family don't play a part in it?
Now, you didn't say all that. You say, you know, what happens if he wants your time? But that means it all depends on how long we've been kicking it. It all depends on how the feelings is. And you know what I'm saying? Like, let me see. I'm going to use somebody in a situation. I'm going to use myself. And I'm going to use you, Taz, and I'm going to use Father Time. Me and you, Taz, have been going on for like 5 years. Me and Father Time been married 17. So, okay, you start nagging. Is Father Time still giving me what I want? I have to put all this in play. Okay, let me think about this. Is it worth leaving to be with my side piece? I have to do a lot of thinking. You know, is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing for me that my husband ain't doing? You know what I'm saying? Evidently, you doing something that he ain't doing because I'm with you. So you have to just sit there and think, though. Like I said, it all depends. And then I still deal with the family. I still socialize with everybody. I will still even have love for you. I wouldn't hate you, but I'd just be like, you know, we're going to slow down. And you know what I'm saying? You want to see other people, it's your choice. If you don't, it's your choice. But you knew my situation in the beginning. But Father Time, I never, and I mean never, find out about us because I'm too slick like that.
Well, shit, if you're going to leave me, I'm going to find out about it sooner or later.
If I leave you.
You just said you would leave me for the other
one. I didn't say I would leave you. I said I have to see the situation, how's my feelings with Cass, and then if you're going to still be there for me and give me everything I need, is that the reason why I'm out here messing around? Because I can come to you and be like, look, baby, you need to up your game up a little bit more in the bedroom, and you need to start spending more time with me, taking me places. And then you can come at me like, well, shit, I ain't got time for all that. And then I'm like, okay, then I go back to my side piece, to the person who's giving me all the time that I need. And then not to say that, you know, he's going to ever leave me. Let's just say he cool all of a sudden. Hell no, how are you just going to get cool all of a sudden? And I didn't give you 5 years of my time. And now I'm not going to just let you walk away like that.
Man, I'll smack the shit out to you tell me some shit like that. You out your mother. Man. I mean, did you really hear yourself?
Peaches hear herself. You know how Peaches get down.
I'm shit. Peaches been got knocked the fuck down.
It hasn't happened yet, so hey.
Whoever that is so silent in the background, they I need to hit her too.
That's a little sexy.
I wish a motherfucker, man.
You know how I feel now.
Yeah, well,
And that shit is crazy.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here. Man, I be trying to choke the shit out of her right about now. Okay, no. But seriously. Now, because my thing is this. Like, okay, let's just say, for instance, I'm in a situation Well, you know what I'm saying? You are, you know, let's call it, you know, you are my side piece. And you get mad at me saying, I ain't spending enough time with you. Well, you got to honestly think about it. I'm probably in an argument with my significant other because I'm trying to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that should be taken in consideration. I mean, you sitting there talking about some, you ain't spending enough time with me and this, that, and the other. Now, come on now. I'm arguing because of you.
Do you tell her that or do you just say, you know what I'm saying, oh, bitch, it's not like that? I mean, do you tell her, okay, well, I'm trying to, but every time, you know what I'm saying, I try. Like, are you explaining
that? You know what? Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey.
How much was this?
This porch you wanted to see.
Who?
We do this every time. This poetry window seat.
We just gonna call it poetry. We just gonna call it poetry, dog. We gonna call it poetry. You go through that every time she call. All right, poetry. What's your take on it? Now, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm the side piece, but I'm saying that me and you ain't spending enough time together. You know, what's the problem? I mean, but now I'm complaining just as much as your significant other. What do you do? But you got feelings for me.
Okay, so you said you're my side piece, and you complaining to me that I don't spend time with you as well as my significant other?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just complaining now. I'm complaining. Like, okay, let's call a spade a spade. Usually you get the side piece because whatever you're lacking at home, that makes up there. So it's like,
this,
you know, you figure like, okay, I can go there, I can go home, I can go over to his house, I can relax, I could, you know, mellow out, be myself, whatever. But then you find yourself constantly arguing with me. Whenever you come over there, you constantly arguing with me just as much as you argue when you at home. But now you have some feelings for me. So what do you do?
Well, I mean, I would handle it. It's the same as I handle with my significant other. I mean, because I think the difference is because I got feelings for you. Because if I didn't have feelings for you, then I would just leave your ass alone because I'm not going to leave home and come to you doing the same thing because you're supposed to be an outlet for me. So if I'm going to be stressed and tense and upset while I'm with you, then I need to let you go. But if I got feelings with, you know, for you, then I guess, you know, I would probably try to work it out, you know, try to see what other options that we have. And if it's just not going to get no better, then that's going to be the end of the result because I can't be stressed out on both ends. That's just not going to happen.
Straight up.
Okay. I can accept that answer. I can accept that answer because I mean, like I said, if I walk up to you, if I walk in your house and I lay in the bed and you sitting there with your mean mug on, I'm like, well, what's bothering you? Well, you act like you can't spend no time with me. You do know I got somebody else, right? And you say yeah, then it's like, well, you know. Now, okay, let me ask a question. Okay, let's just say, let's all just say that y'all the side piece. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, y'all with me so far? Y'all the side piece.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I come in the house, I lay in the bed, and I tell y'all, I kind of open up to y'all. I kind of tell y'all what's going on with me, and I kind of tell y'all, like, you know, I kind of tell you what my significant other ain't doing. Does that bother y'all, or do y'all even want to hear about that?
That's a good question.
It won't bother me because, see, that's the role of the side person because you have to play all sides of the fence because when you come in, again, I'm supposed to be your outlet. So when you come into me, you're going to come to me, you're going to vent. you're going to come to me with your frustrations, and then it's me as a woman supposed to make you feel better to forget all that because that's my place, that's my role.
Okay, okay. Good answer, good answer. What about you, Peaches? Okay, Peaches, back to our usual tricks again.
Here I come, baby. Oh, I'm going to just say it like this in the beginning. If I knew you was in a relationship, because I don't like to share, I'm just going to be like, wow, I'll just hit it, quit it, see you when I see you.
You ain't answered my question.
What's your question?
I'll answer the question.
No, answer the question again. I mean, ask the question again. I'm sorry.
If I came to you and I'm telling you about what's going on with my significant other, do you want to hear it or do you feel like I shouldn't even bring her up to you?
Huh. Honestly, you can talk to me about her.
Would you be biased or unbiased?
Will I be biased or unbiased?
Yeah.
I'll be biased.
I mean, you okay, well, at least you're honest about it. I mean, so you'd be like, if I said something, and, I mean, deep down you know that, all right, well, you know, you, Cass, you the one fucked up. Would you tell me I'm
yeah.
fucked up, or would you just be like, or would you be like, well, no, nah, fuck her. You ain't got to take that shit.
Right. Fuck that bitch. You come live with me.
Nah, but honestly, I'd rather for you to come talk to me because that's a part of communication. And if you got something on your heart heavy, you need to talk to somebody about it, then why am I there? You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather hear it. Honestly, that's just my opinion. I would rather for you to tell me what's going on so I know. You know what I'm saying? And then I know you feel bad already because you're in a situation, you got two women, then you're going to have to make a choice sooner or later, you know what I'm saying, that your side piece going to want more time than your main chick. And then what do you do in a situation like that?
But I disagree with that, though, because I feel like you was just starting to say, because you was actually going somewhere with that. I feel like this, because I think I played all sides. I feel like the times that I have became or was a sad piece, when you come in the door, you come in the door knowing what the car's going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You shouldn't go in the door with expectations because I'm here to tell you, it ain't going to be too many men that's going to leave what they have to come to you anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that whenever you get a chance, like when we get that chance to hook up, it's just going to be about me and you, whatever you need to talk about, whatever I do need to make you feel good. Then that's what I'm going to do. But at the end of the day, I know you still finna go home, and I'm finna go home, but I will never have any expectations when I'm with a side piece, if I'm a side piece or whatever, because it's never really going to go like that. I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's not. Because I wouldn't want them to. I wouldn't want you to leave home, you know what I'm saying, because at the same time, you got to look at it. If this person left them to come to you, you never know what type of relationship that y'all would be in that this person may leave you for somebody else. So,
right.
You know, that would be my main thing.
Yeah, okay, but you got to take that into consideration with any relationship because if a person is fed up or whatever, or they're just tired or they're whatever, they can still leave you, whether you main piece or side piece. So, I mean, like, the initial question, okay, I agree that, you know, if I'm your side person, then yeah, I'm your outlet. So yeah, you can talk to me about what's going on at home or whatever. And I'm probably the type of person that tell you, okay, well, you know you're wrong, okay? Now, depending on how deep we are as the side shit, you know what I'm saying, I am going to feel like, okay, well, I do want you to myself, but I'm not trying to take you away from home. That'd be your own decision. I'm like, if you...
Right.
Like, if you choose to leave home, don't choose to leave home for me. Choose to leave
right.
home because that's where you're honestly fed up with home. Because,
right.
I mean, you could just as easily decide, okay, well, I'm a side piece, and you got another side piece, you know what I'm saying, if I become your main chick. So it's like, you know, do that because that's what you want to do, not because of me or, you know, nothing else. Like, if you're seriously, honestly fed up with home, then leave home. You know, I'm not going to look at you like you're leaving home for me. I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say, okay, well, is that what you really want to do? Or do you really want to work on home? You know?
Right.
Just mess up my game.
As your side piece in here, too, you, like I said, you have to take into consideration how deep are you with your side piece. If you've talked to your side piece about leaving home or about being with her, you know, saying 100%, well, then, yeah, she's going to come at you with a bias, you know, with a bias attitude. She's going to be the one that come at you like, well, fuck her, you know what I'm saying? We can go ahead and do us. But if you've never talked about that with your side piece and y'all ain't never even touched on you leaving home, then your side piece is supposed to be there to be like, okay, you know, whatever you're going through at home, I'm here to help ease that. I can't help you at home necessarily because, yeah, I want to for myself. But, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I feel you. It goes all kind
right.
of ways.
You can talk to me about it. You can talk to me about it because I'm supposed to be your stress reliever. And if,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to get it off your chest. You
right.
Get, you know,
that's why I say you can talk to me.
Straight up. Okay. Let me ask Father Time. You a man. Can a woman come to you like that? Can a woman
hell,
come
I don't
want to
hear that shit.
Dude.
I don't want to hear that shit.
So you can let her talk.
I don't want to hear that shit, man. When we together, it's just me and you. I don't give a fuck about your problems.
What?
Straight up.
Damn.
But that's not
so you just fucking her then. This is not somebody that you care about at all.
Well, I mean, even if I cared about you, I don't want, if I'm already the side piece, I'm already the side dude, I don't want to hear about your husband or your boyfriend. That ain't why we hooked up. That's not why we together.
Why do you feel like that, Father Time? Seriously.
You can't say that you care. You can't say that you care about somebody and then in the same breath say, I don't care about what you're going through. That don't
work. Right. Exactly.
And then when you're getting in the group and then you start talking about your love me and this and that, then
you can't say that you got feelings for me and then say, well, I really don't care about what you're going through at home. I mean, you know, but I got feelings for you, girl. I got feelings for you, girl. But I don't want to help your life.
I'm just being honest with you. I don't want to hear about it. I don't care about it. That's not why you didn't come over here to tell me your problems. You know what
he
I'm saying?
Never for this shit.
Okay, you didn't come to tell me my problems.
But, I mean,
but you're supposed to be there for me.
No,
if I got something on my mind, you're supposed to be there for me. I'm like, babe, I need to talk to you about something. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, we got another caller. Okay, caller, what's happening? Caller. Caller. Maybe they pressed one by accident.
As a dude, I don't want to hear that shit. That's not why I called you to come over.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just keeping it honest.
That's what we asked. You know, we asked your opinion. That's your opinion.
How is it harsh? I'm the side dude. You're supposed to be talking to him about your problems, not to me.
You can give me some pointers, or you can talk to me.
That's not my
job. You know what?
That's not what I'm there for.
I understand where Father Time coming from. You know, Father Time always things, you know,
but,
and
oh my goodness.
I can relate to what he's saying because he's like, I think from Father Time's standpoint, he just like, you know, sad piece is just what it says, sad piece. You just a piece of ass. And when you coming over here, you know what I'm saying, you already know what you coming over here to do. We ain't really got to do all the other extra shit. You just come over here, you know, move off the bell. And I'll hit you up next time we can get away. That's basically how I think what Father Time is like. Basically, like, sad piece is just what it say, sad piece with him. Like, fuck
right.
all the in-between shit. Just,
right.
you know, get here, drop your draw, bitches over.
You hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head.
I mean, think about it. When you go out and get somebody on the side, you're doing that because you're trying to escape whatever's going on in your house. So why would you want to bring your house to the motherfucker on the side? You're trying to forget about the house.
Yeah. You got a point.
You got a point. But
your
like
point,
I said, that's your opinion.
Your point is valid, but then, like I said, that's where it comes in. How far are you in it with your side piece? Like, if you ain't never talked about that type of shit with your side piece, well, then hell no. But, I mean, if you have discussed those sorts of things, that's a different story. That takes you to a different level in the game.
Well, I think if you're on the side, you need to recognize you're on the side. If you wasn't, you'd be number one. If you're number two, play number two.
All right. Me either. If I can't be number one, it's a wrap.
So you should be number two. You know what I mean? If you can't play number two, then don't be number two. If you try to be number one and you already got a number one, then go find you another motherfucker.
When I do it, I go in for the gusto. I'm number one. It's either number one all the way or no halfway. No,
Oh, you ain't never been a side piece at no point in time ever in life.
Now, let me tell you this, not that I know of. Now, I'm not going to say I didn't have perfect relationships, but not that I know of. But come on now, I'm a woman. I ain't dumb.
I mean, I'm just asking. Because, I mean, it's like, I think at some point everybody been a side piece.
Yeah.
I know I have. I've been a wife, girlfriend, a side piece, a mistress. It's just hard not to be. I mean, because you're going to be, it's too much temptation and too much, you know,
it's a
too
job.
Much. What kind of a job?
No, you know what? What it all comes down to, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. I don't care if you are the wife, the girlfriend, or the side chick. I believe that happy couples don't cheat. So whatever your situation is, whatever your marital status is, you could be, you know, single but seeing somebody or married or, you know, date somebody seriously or whatever. Happy couples don't cheat. That, to me,
I agree with you 100%. I haven't agreed with you none this year, but I agree with you 100% on that. Happy motherfuckers.
What?
Happy all depends on that particular couple. You know, everybody's definition of happy is something different. You know, if your definition of happy is y'all come home, y'all do the same thing day in and day out, and y'all happy with that, okay, cool. If my definition is we have threesomes on the weekend and we're cool with that, that's my definition of happy. You know, somebody else.
Okay. Let's vice versa. All right,
hold that thought. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
They said they didn't want to talk.
Oh, okay. My bad.
All right, so Cass, you put yourself in that situation. Now I'm going to ask you that question. So if your side piece come to you and say they want to talk to you about their problems, would you let them?
Yeah, I ain't got a problem with it.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it. You can talk to me about your problems.
Right.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I mean, if you could honestly sit there and listen to me, I could be unbiased. I could tell you. I mean, if you really want an honest opinion.
Right, like if you,
you know what I'm saying, if you want an honest opinion, and you come to me and say, "Well, look, this is that. What do you think?" Yeah, I'm gonna be like, okay. Then now you might,
right.
Then you might catch me in the mood. So I might be like, he did what? For real? Turn around. You don't say. Pull him all the way down, please. Yeah. Oh, no, he said that? Can you bend over? He just don't know how to respect you. Hey, I'm
stupid.
Hey, man, I got a song for this topic, man. I got an old school song just for this motherfucking topic, dog. So let's play the song, man.
Tell me, why did you do this to me? After we made plans for family, and you swear you would bear my child, all the while you were out running wild, with your friends spinning all my ends, and I caught you screaming, ooh, I'm with him. I think it's time I let you know, you can go, that's the door. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dogs. I want it all. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dogs. I want it all. You're nothing but 7 years I've lived this life, when inside you made me cry. Through it all, I still remain. Till you messed up and called me his name. Please don't explain. You go your way and I'll maintain. Don't worry, the kids are okay. Just remember you made it in time.
All right, y'all. Welcome back, boy. You grooving off that song, what you know?
Hey, man. You know what? When I first found out my first wife cheated on me, dog, I left that shit on her voicemail, man, like 100 times on her cell phone.
You
ass, motherfucker. I called him up and messaged every time. You a lot. I played that one little particular verse. When he's, you know, the chorus or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I left that shit on her voicemail every single time I called him. Dirty ass motherfucker.
Hey, I got a question for you, Cass.
Okay.
So check this out.
So you with your sassies, right? So
right.
Let's say you left, you know, you did leave home for your sassies, but have you ever realized or have you ever seen that a sad piece would just be good for a sad piece? Like, it's like a different person, you know what I'm saying? Like, the sad piece has representative, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she may, when you go over the house, she may cook, you know, for you. She may have your bath water running, you know, have your drink for you, you know, do all the nasty shit you wanted to do, right? Because she, that's her representative. She's trying to show you something of how she could be. But say, you know, you left home because you like this shit, this how this going to be all the time, I want to be over here. Then do you believe that when you get there, then she ain't shit like that, you know, that she trifling, she don't really cook shit, motherfucker don't clean, like in instances like that, you know what I'm saying? What do you do?
Okay, you know what? I think I have been through that. I mean, when you get in situations where it's like at home, you're not seeing eye to eye, you know, this situation, that situation. And that person, that person can easily slide in and make you feel like everything, I guess the old saying, everything's glitter. But then when you get over there, you really find out that it's really not gold. I mean, it glitters,
right,
but it damn sure wasn't gold. So,
would you regret leaving home to come to some, to be with representatives, or would you try to go back?
I kicked that country ass to the cave.
All right. You know what? In all honesty, I got to tell you, I honestly regretted what I did. I did. I truly did. I regretted it. I hurt a lot of people when I did it, and it was like I did it for all the wrong reasons. You know, I broke up a home. I mean, no, seriously, I broke up a home. I mean, I literally broke up my home. You know what I'm saying? I did. And it was all for the wrong reason. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know, the person I was dealing with was an angel, because she wasn't either, but I think we could have went about it a whole different way. But, you know, when you're young, you kind of, you know, you probably don't put everything in perspective. Now, I wouldn't do it now. Who said
I know, man. Peaches.
Like a
broke up
my home. What the fuck was that for?
Alright, did he break up your home?
Answer my question, girl.
So if you was in that situation, you and Father Time, what would y'all do? Seriously, would you leave your side piece?
Would you like cookies?
Or would you just end it, or just be with your girl, or find you another side piece?
What I mean, if she was doing all the nagging?
Yeah.
You know what? I would honestly tell her. I would honestly let her know that, look, all that nagging is not there. Now, once again, I think poetry said it. If I got feelings for you, if I got feelings for you to that point, I will let you know, okay, all that's not necessary. You need to stop all that, calm that shit down. Now, if I had no feelings for you, fuck you. Shit, go on about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you got no feelings, you ain't going to do it then.
Right.
Your feelings is involved, you don't care a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what kills me is them people that be in the background, but then you be like, get them on the show, and they never say nothing.
That's crazy. I mean, Miss Dimples and Lil Sexy.
I mean, you always got somebody in the background. Yeah, I do it. Hey, this is a show where you can speak up, speak your mind.
What do you say?
You just speak your mind. He can hear.
I don't bite my tongue.
I got a question.
Okay, what's your question?
All right. You're dealing with your side piece, and whichever one of them is doing the nagging, okay, let's just say it's not so deep as I want you for myself, but, you know, maybe it's as simple as a phone call. You're like, why you don't call no more, okay? Now, that's not come see me, come be with me, come sit up under me. That's not that. That's just, can I talk to you sometime, okay? At what point
okay.
in your side, at what point in your side deal do you say, okay, well, you really not, you know, like are they asking for too much for a phone call, or is it like, fuck you, you just my side piece, you don't deserve a phone call? I don't know.
You know what? And it all depends on the situation. I mean, like I said, a lot of people take things like, oh, you don't do what you used to do no more. I mean, situations change.
Mm.
I mean, that's, I believe the situation, like, okay, it was cool. Everything was sweet this summertime, but wintertime things, it got a little bit more hectic at home. So, no, I might not be able to call you as much. I might not be able to talk to you or text you as much. You know, hell, I could have changed jobs. I could have did anything. Something, but, I mean, if overall, I'm not saying you didn't hear me say fuck you. I mean, situations just change. I mean, you still in the, I mean, you know, people change. You got to understand that. People change, and, I mean, for whatever reason, I mean, I'm not knocking you, but, shit, at the same time, you got to understand. Look here, the situation is this. I mean, it's nothing bad. It's not bad unless you make it bad.
Excuses.
Hey, man, you want to go in or out, man?
You said what?
You want to go in or out on what we were just talking about? On what we were just talking about? Never mind, man. Don't worry about it.
I mean, all I'm saying is that, man, I mean. Let
me ask you a question, though. You in Father Time. So if y'all got what y'all need at home, why go out and get a side piece?
Evidently, I must have got everything I need at home.
Okay. I mean, that's a fair answer. I'm just asking. He said maybe he don't have everything he needs at home.
Tell her to call the show. Ain't
right. Hey, all up in the background. You know, I ain't about that. Call the show.
So, Father Time, what about your answer?
I don't cheat there, so.
Huh?
I don't cheat, so I wouldn't be in that position.
So you Mr. Perfect.
When it comes to my relationship, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a good answer. I feel you though, because I don't cheat either.
I mean, I'm not Mr. Perfect, but you know. If I need to cheat on you, then I don't need to be with you. That's just
amen.
My.
Amen. Preach on, brother. Preach on. I feel you. That's how
I
am.
Ain't nothing about church. Ain't nothing about church. I'm just saying, if you're not making me happy at home, then you know, saying why the fuck am I here?
Right. Exactly. I mean, some people just like to go out and cheat, but I'm just saying I'm not judging nobody because to each their own. I don't cheat.
I think it is a completely different situation when you just go with somebody and when you marry to somebody. Now, I am in no way, shape, form, or fashion condoning cheating on you, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's okay, all
right?
I'm just saying, but when you just go with somebody, when you just go together, okay, then technically there is no cheating. The only thing that keeps you from, quote-unquote, cheating on that person is how you feel about them. But technically, if, you know what I'm saying, you just go together and whatever the fuck ever. Now, when you're married, you know, you might not be completely or 100% satisfied with how your marriage is going. But when you marry, it's not that easy or whatever to just say, okay, well, you know what, I don't want to do this no more and just walk away from that. Because, you know what I'm saying, when you're married, you have more invested in life itself than you do when you just go with somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's like a totally different situation.
I'm not saying it's okay to cheat, but I mean, shit, a person who's married
this is
who
true.
Might go outside of their marriage might feel like, okay, well, there's aspects of my marriage that are wonderful that I, you know, appreciate about being married. But then there's also aspects of it where, you know, some people, what if there's, you know, some type of sexual imperfection in your relationship to where, okay, sex with somebody else is not necessarily against the rules of y'all marriage just because, you know what I'm saying, you're married. No, there's different boundaries to that.
I disagree. If you consider yourself in a relationship,
you're allowed to
and you step out, you're a cheater. I don't care if you're married or not.
I'm not saying it's not cheating, Father Time. I'm cheating is cheating. I didn't say it wasn't cheating. I didn't say that.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you know.
Okay,
don't
I'm sorry.
Like,
I heard you wrong.
I mean,
I just heard you wrong. I thought you were saying that it's a difference. I mean, okay, you did say if it's a boyfriend or a husband, it's a difference. What's the difference?
Well, technically, I'm saying technically, there is a difference because when you're someone's boyfriend or you're someone's girlfriend, you have no ties to that person. You have no boundaries to that person other than the way you feel about them. You know what I'm saying? That is a completely different thing than cheating on your spouse. Because you really want me to go there, I'm going to tell you. Marriage is an institution taken by God. A relationship just going with somebody ain't. So technically, you know what I'm saying, if you're cheating in your marriage, then you're going against the real law. To cheat on somebody you go with, if you're fucking somebody that you're not married to, then technically you're already wrong. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking about real life, you're already wrong.
Okay,
so,
wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. If we're together, we ain't married, but we've been going out for 2-3 years,
mm-hmm.
and you told me that, so now you're giving me permission to go out and fuck whoever I want because we ain't married, and you don't consider it cheating. So when you find out that I'm stepping out, you know what I'm saying, I'm hitting that on the side, you're not going to call me a cheater?
No,
we ain't married.
We're
boyfriend and girlfriend.
Father Time, it's still cheating. What I'm saying is,
right,
it's still cheating. I'm not saying that there's a gray area where cheating is, you know, not cheating. That's cheating, okay, regardless. But what I'm saying is, the only thing, if you just go with somebody to make a conscious decision to say, okay, I'm not going to cheat on this person, okay, that's the way you feel about them. You have decided that this person is worth giving your undivided attention to. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be married to them. You made a choice. But if you, you know, if you just go with somebody and that's, you know, you don't really have no commitment in that relationship, then no, I mean, you just fucking around. You're dating. When you're dating, there is no cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, you already know that you're seeing other people and the other person is seeing other people. We're not exclusive. We're not in a relationship. We just dating.
I understand that.
Well, I think the other person should understand that too. Because if I think even though you consider it dating, I may think of it as a relationship.
Well, okay, how deep are it? Like, what are our terms? You know what I'm saying? Do we see each other every day, or do we talk to each other every day, or do we, you know what I'm saying, do we go out together? Do we cuddle? Do we do relationship type of shit? Or are you just one of them people where, you know what I'm saying, when you got a minute, you hit me up, or when I got a minute, I hit you up? That's dating. That's not a relationship.
All right. Okay, all right. I'm gonna go down the list. I'm gonna start with you, poetry. What's your definition of what does the word? If I say we're dating, what does that mean to you?
Dating to me means that I have the free rein to talk or to hang out with other people besides you because we're not exclusive.
Okay. Okay.
So,
Peaches, same question to you. If I say we dating, what does that mean to you?
That means we're just dating. That means you can still go out and see other people or date other people. We're just dating. We're going on a date. I mean, it's like you're trying to get to know each other. You're trying to see my qualifications, and I'm trying to see your qualifications.
All right. All right, dog, let me ask you.
female say we just dating, what does that mean to you?
I gotta agree with the ladies, dog. I mean, if you tell me, hey, we just dating, and we're not committed, there's no means that we're committed. I'm not committed to you. You're not committed to me. We just dating.
Okay. Now my question is, you can't date and be exclusive?
I mean,
no. You can't. I don't think that's two separate things because
I believe you can. I mean, that's your choice if you want to be though. I mean, you could be dating it exclusively or you could at the same time, it's my choice.
That's like contradicting yourself though. That's like contradicting the word dating because dating means that, you know, you can freely talk to whomever and date whomever and go whatever without being, it's like you have the freedom to do something without being ridiculed about doing what you're doing. So you won't be called a cheater because, it's actually happened to me a while ago. I was talking to this guy and from my eyes, we were just talking. And till one day he made a comment like, yeah, da, 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 what my woman doing. And I'm like, your woman? He was like, yeah. I said, so what are you trying to say, we're dating? He was like, no, we're not dating. You're my woman. I said, so you trying to say we go together? He was like, yeah, we're exclusive. And he said, well, we're not dating because if we're dating, that means that I can talk to whoever I want to talk to, including him. And he felt like he didn't want me to talk to anybody else. So he said, no, we're not dating. We're in a relationship now.
Why are you putting our business in the street?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I told you that in confidence because you sound just like me. If we dating, we're exclusive. That's what dating means to me. If I'm dating you, you're the only person I'm dating.
Like you said, you need to get that established because if you sitting there saying, well, we dating, then I mean, you need to get an understanding of what dating is to her because, I mean,
right.
A lot of people think like we do because it's like, all right, man, we dating, but, I mean, you ain't my man or you ain't my woman.
Right. If you have a title, it's about titles. And if you walk around here saying that I'm your woman and you saying I'm going here saying, yeah, I got a man, then that means the dating is over with. It's like either I didn't came to the conclusion to be with you, or I didn't came to the conclusion to be with somebody else, but whoever it is, that's when the titles come in. And if somebody holding the title as your man or your woman, then you become in a relationship. So therefore, you should not be cheating because if I'm with you and you go sleep with somebody, then I feel like you are cheating because we didn't made it exclusive. And if we holding titles with each other, then we're supposed to respect that, whether we married or not. But like you did say, you did like what you said was true, though. If you want to get technical with it, it's still all wrong because, you know, you ain't supposed to do all that before you get married. But if, you know, you still decide to be with somebody and y'all moved in together and y'all been together 5 years plus, then that's your nigga. I mean, hell, in common law, if you with somebody longer than 5 years anyway, you common law married anyway. But
all right.
The way it goes. Huh?
So if you date me, goddammit, I don't give a fuck. We've been together 3 months. You better be only dating me.
Well, okay, we have to get that established because then don't come to
right.
me talking about. Then don't come to me talking about we're dating. You come to me and you talk to me. You tell me that you know you're looking for a relationship, and then give me the opportunity to tell you, okay, well, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just looking for someone who I can, you know, possibly build on one with. You don't just meet somebody and then automatically y'all go together. It don't go down like that. 3 months is not long enough to say, okay, you mine and I'm yours. You know,
right.
Three months, you're still getting to know whether or not you even want to call this person your man and your woman.
You know what, nigga, so? You know what I'm going to do? This is what I'll do for you. I'm going to get a piece of paper. And I'm gonna write a sentence on it, and I'm gonna have that little checkbox check yes or no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Charlie Pearl
yes no.
is funny to me.
Will you
after
go
3 months?
Yes
you check
no?
yes or you check no? God damn it! I ain't got time to be waiting on you.
I know you got them. We the
Father Kelsey. Time is just old school to his heart. That's just what that is.
I'm
just old school.
I'm very old school. I'm not going to lie about it.
And there's nothing matter with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, and that's another thing that is just changed with the times, you know, because, you know, back then that is what, you know, it was considered us to be together when we were dating. That's what, you know, what they, you know, called it. But now, you know, it's different times and people see
different
things
times.
Differently.
Okay. Hold on there. Janine, what's up, baby?
What's going on? Hey.
She gonna let you off work again? Did they hold you up again?
Yeah, of course they did.
That's fucked up.
No. Of course.
You gotta get you an earpiece, girl.
Well, I still believe that if we dating, we dating exclusively. Because why do I want to date you? You know, if I like you, you know what I'm saying, I ask you out, that means, you know, I have interest in you. So I'm not really looking for nobody else right now. Right now I'm just focused on you.
Well,
should
maybe
I get
I
that
don't
same
like,
respect?
How do you know
maybe
that?
Maybe
I don't like you like that. Maybe I don't like you like that. You
so
ain't
why
my
you
man
going
till
on?
I you ain't my man until I say so.
If you don't like me like that, why are you going out with me? Why are you saying
I'm trying
invite?
To find out if I like you like that. That's what we're supposed to be going out for.
I might want to go out to eat.
Dude, they're going to find you in a ditch fucking with me. We're going to be on 2020.
I
found
feel
a black woman in the ditch tied up.
I didn't feel like cooking dinner tonight. Let me call this thing.
see, that's my whole point, dog. You cannot put a title on somebody that don't want no title put on them. Cause see, you
right.
Talking about yeah, this my old lady right here, and she like, oh, this old sucker ass motherfucker here.
Yeah, when she come up missing, I ain't gonna say shit.
Wow.
You can't kill every woman that say that.
Exactly.
Hey, but you can be honest with me. If I ask you out on a date,
right.
I just roll up on you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we've known each other for a little while, but we ain't never been on that level or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm liking you. I come
okay.
up to you and say, hey, would you like to go out? If you say yes, that means you have some
hey,
type
we
of interest
go together?
In you.
Hey.
You
where, listen, where did Where did the feelings come in at? We haven't been out on the date yet.
Can I finish, though? If I ask you out and you say yes, you have some type of interest in me. Otherwise, you would have said no up front. I don't like you at all. I don't want nothing to do
True.
With you. You would have told me no up front. If what you say yes, you have some type of interest. There's something about me that sparks you. That's why you said
I
yes.
Agree.
You,
I agree.
You said you was going to take me out to eat.
Wow.
I don't understand what other feelings am I supposed to have.
You ain't supposed to have no feelings. I'm just saying that if I ask you out, it's something about me that sparked your interest. That's all I'm saying. It ain't just about a free fucking meal. Because I'll leave your ass at the table.
Oh,
but I
bet you would not be.
Hold on, brother. Brother, this is what I'm saying about this. This is what I'm saying. You cannot put a label on something. I mean, if that's the case, in a lot of situations, it's always somebody that likes somebody more than the other one like that person. But, I mean, in time, maybe y'all will grow to like each other. But you can't say, well, I like you this much, so you supposed to like me that much. It don't work like
that's
that.
That's not what I'm saying. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if I ask you out and you say yes, there's something about me.
Oh, no.
That's a trap. There's something about me that you like. Like, okay, I'm going to give it. Because usually when you go out with somebody, you're giving them a chance. You're giving them an audition.
Okay, in some cases, that is true, and in some cases, yeah. Some motherfuckers be like, well, shit, motherfuckers bought me a free meal. Fuck it, I went. Them the motherfuckers you know that you ain't get no kiss, you ain't get no hug, you ain't get shit. And them the motherfuckers every time, them the motherfuckers every time you call them, if you ain't talking about doing nothing for them, then they ain't fucking with you.
Well, hey, that's why they find bodies along the road all the time.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
If I take you to dinner, goddamn, I at least going to get a hug. I'm going to get something.
I mean, right. And see, okay, why? Why do you feel like you deserve that? Why do you feel like you deserve a hug because you took it to dinner?
Because I just paid for the meal.
And
you can't pay for the meal. I'm going to get something out of the deal. I'll punch you in the stomach and make your ass throw up. I'm going to get my food back or something.
If he paid for the meal, he want a hug.
Give me something. God damn.
Okay.
I gave you my time. I gave you my time.
Fuck your time. I want more than just some time.
See? You can't get it.
But see, that's the whole point of a date. That's the whole point of a date. And once I see that at the end of that meal, you expect for me to give you a kiss or you expect for me to give you a hug, I might not want a second date. So you can't say that, you know, to me out. Yeah, okay, you asked me out. You asked me out and I agreed to it. You asked me out and I agreed to it. You asked me out and I agreed to it because maybe I liked, you know, your character. Maybe I liked the way you approached me. Maybe I thought you had a pretty smile. Whatever. Yeah, okay, that was the initial spark of interest. But while we were sitting at dinner and your dinner conversation was boring or you had fucking spinach in your teeth the whole time, I tried to tell you and you wouldn't ever get it out, or you might have farted at the table or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Something, whatever. It just wasn't my ideal date. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that, all right, maybe, okay, and if you do ask me out to dinner again, maybe I enjoyed your dinner conversation. That don't mean that I want to go with you. That just means that I enjoy maybe spending, I enjoy your company. That don't mean I want a relationship with you.
Hey, if we go into Red Lobster or some shit like that, something's happening.
What, Anna? You're so bad.
I'm just saying,
if I look at you and you know what I'm saying, you got that hungry air look in your eyes like at the end of this Red Lobster meal, you finna give me some pussy or something. That'll be the last time you ever see me. Don't call my number. You on the block list.
Hey, at the end of the meal, I got one question.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Hell no.
You can fuck.
Hell no.
You can fucking get on.
And I took your ass to Red Lobster? Come on, now.
Yeah, okay, wait. I got a question. Wait. I got a question.
Well, hold on. Everybody
take
your
fucking
phone.
Boy,
you just started some shit at this phone.
Wait, I got a question. Wait, my hand is up. So listen to the fellas. Like, real talk, though. So why do men feel like when they take you to a certain restaurant that they feel like that the monetary that they spend supposed to equal out to ass? Why you just can't go to a nice restaurant just to treat somebody, to have a nice conversation, to get to know somebody at the end of the night, whether you get a handshake or a thank you,
right?
Why that can't be good enough? And you took me to Red Lobster, or you took me to some on the 90-some floor in Chicago to a Signature Lounge, or you took me to whatever. Why it just can't be enough just that I gave you
conversation
time?
Okay, can I answer that first, though? Can I answer that first? Yeah. All right, now, this is my opinion. I think women put that label on that so much more, not so much as men. Women put that label on that because, I mean, it's like, y'all,
no.
I mean, not y'all in particular, but I've heard women say time and time again, I mean, that's just like if I met you at McDonald's, shit, don't act like you don't eat McDonald's.
Right.
If I met you there, then it's like all of a sudden, oh, I don't eat that shit. Bitch, I just met you here. This is where I got your number from. So don't get acting like that. But now, You know, women like, okay, well, this motherfucker done took me, like you said, he done took me on the 96th floor, this, that, and other. I think women started that. Women started that, so.
No.
I mean, but you still didn't answer my question, though. My question was, why do you feel like if you do take me out to a nice, expensive, you know, five-star restaurant, why wouldn't a handshake or why wouldn't a thank you would be just good enough as me giving you some pussy? Why it just can't be just saying, you know?
Let me just give her the menu. There's a part of the menu that you didn't read. Say, lobster dick. You didn't see that part right there. It's on the menu.
Did you say steak, lobster, dick, really?
Yes, he did. And he was serious. You know?
And Father Time, did you read from that same menu?
Yep. All the time. There you go. I mean, if
but
you...
But why,
first,
though? I mean, but
meal,
why?
Okay,
if
all right, okay,
meal,
okay, okay, okay.
Come on,
okay,
now,
so
the
what
first serving...
So what if it was the other way around? What if a woman treated you to dinner and, you know what I'm saying, and then she was like, okay, at the end of the night, she didn't expect shit from you. I mean, do you feel like you a pimp now or a player or some shit, or do you just accept it as, you know, a beautiful meal and a beautiful conversation at a beautiful place with a beautiful person?
Sure.
Because there have been situations where a woman treated a man to a meal and didn't expect sex out of it.
Right.
So, say that again.
I said, what if the situation was on the other foot and she treated you to a meal at Red Lobster or wherever the fuck ever, and at the end of the night, she was just like, okay, you know, and that was it, you know. Would you feel like you were supposed to dick her down, or would you just look at it like, you had a beautiful meal at a beautiful place with a beautiful person and some beautiful conversation, and that was the end of it?
You know what? I will feel like that. But now let's just be real. Let's just be realistic about it. And like I said, I'm not saying you all, but let's just put 10 women in a room. If we put 10 women in a room, how many of them gonna say, "Yeah, I'm willing to take him out to lunch. I'm willing to take him out to dinner"?
None of them.
Well,
very few.
I mean, I don't know. It's very few that will say that, but I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes that makes the evening more perfect when there is nothing. Sometimes nothingness is better. Because it's going to make you want to, the next time you get together, you know what I'm saying, it's going to spark your interest because you're going to be like, damn, she ain't trying to get none, or damn, she wasn't even, you know what I'm saying, showing signs that, like, you know what I'm saying, that should set the tone of what this person will be to you, to be straight up honest with you. If it's going to be,
hey,
you know what I'm saying, what type of level. Yes.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, shit.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just trying to have a good time. All right, don't take no first.
I know. It's funny to me. It's cool.
But, I mean, seriously.
All I'm saying is this. If a woman takes you out. Hold on. Let me make this statement. If a woman takes you out, I'm not saying y'all per se. I'm just saying a woman in general. If a woman takes a man out, 9 times out of 10, she expected something. Because women don't just take men out just for their conversation.
Yes, that's not true. That's not true. What type of females do y'all know? Because that's not,
that's not true.
All y'all women got secret agendas. There's a reason why they're taking this man.
Hold on. All right,
Father Time,
hold on.
Look.
Hold on.
Let me get Father Time
get
right there.
No, Peaches, before you even get started, you came on this show and said that you ain't taking no motherfucking man out. He gots to take you out. I done heard
who
you
said
say
that?
This is Peaches. That's who said it.
I didn't say that like that. I don't mind taking a man out wine and dining him. I don't be expecting nothing back. That's the same thing. You should feel the same way. When you take me out, you shouldn't expect nothing back.
I don't believe that. I believe women have, when a woman asks a man out, it's some kind of agenda going on.
No, it's not. I can only speak for myself. And if, you know, if I feel like this man is deserving enough, or this man is who I feel is, you know, on a level that I'm on, that I feel like I can even talk to or have, a conversation with, because you can't even have a conversation with a lot of motherfuckers around here because they ain't smart enough. So if you could just hold a conversation with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just being real.
Straight up.
Okay,
I'm just keeping it real.
I got to cut you off because that goes both ways, because you got some motherfucking women out here that's damn near in their 40s and 50s still talking about shit on the fin and all this shit. They still want to be thugs.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you all the way. That's what I'm saying, that if I sit here and if I feel like the only thing that I'm saying that if I take a man out is because it's something that I like in him. And I feel like he's worthy of me to take and spend this money on. And I don't have to have nothing. I don't think I made one for him in this conversation. Or maybe just this time. I mean, I just may enjoy, you know, just his conversation. Or just, we just may just hang out together. I don't always have a hidden agenda because, and if I did want to fuck some, I'm woman enough to tell this nigga, you know what, we can fuck before we leave or we can get it when I get back. It's either or while we gone. Because, hell, closed legs don't get fed. And if I feel like that's what I want, then I feel like you already on this level with me that I can tell you that. So it don't make no sense for me to sit here and go out with you and, you know, you wondering, thinking, I'm going to tell you what I want. And it's up to you to let me know.
I got a question, y'all.
What's your question?
On the same topic, you know what I'm saying? Whoever do for whoever, the man do for the woman or the woman do for the man, whatever way it goes. At what point after you've done, maybe it's not the first time or the second time or whatever, but like at what point after you have done something special for somebody, do you feel like you... Not owe them something special in return, but just you feel like, all right, you know what, I want to do something for them.
I think that depends on the person, because what you consider special may not be special to me.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I think that depends on, I think it's all about, you know, the person. And if I don't think it's special, then shit, why the fuck I'm going to pay it back? That's just normal shit to me.
All right, so would you let a person continue doing things that they thought were special, but you didn't consider? Would you let them continue doing that, or would you tell them, you know, I don't really understand?
Why wouldn't I? I wouldn't let them keep doing it. I mean, if they want to do it, I'm not going to tell them not to.
But,
I mean, that's just me. If I don't think it's special, then...
What about everybody else?
I wouldn't do it. I mean, I'd do it if I'm feeling you. We've been talking for a while. I don't have a problem spending my money on a man. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that problem because I know what Peaches is working with. I know what I'm capable of, and I know what he can do for me. So he going to spend regardless.
See, there we go.
Yeah.
My question was, at what point do you, you know what I'm saying, like, if a person... Like, okay, if a dude has done whatever for you, maybe he bought you a little gift, or maybe he took you out for dinner, or he did whatever. It don't matter. You know, whatever, something special to you, whatever it was, you know. Maybe he just fucking drew you a picture of some shit, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point do you feel like you want to do something special for him in return? Not feeling like you owe him nothing, but, you know, like, shit, I want to do something for him now. Like, do you ever get to that point, or is it just all about him doing for you, him doing for you, him doing for you?
Okay, I see what you're saying. At the point, like, say, just give a time frame, 6 months. Even before the 6 months, if I feel like, hey, you know what I'm saying, I'm not doing it because you did this for me, I'm just doing it because this is what I want to do for you. It's up to him to accept it, to roll with the flow, or to take it.
I agree with you if it's something that you want to do.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing it from my heart. I don't want nothing in return. I didn't ask you for nothing. I asked you to come here so I can do this for you.
I can get down with that.
Okay.
But I think what people's mistake is people think that if they do something for somebody else, that other person automatically got to do something for them. I don't think
it should work like that. Well, that's not some young-minded girls think.
No, it's older people think like that, too.
Well, yeah, let me rephrase that before I get myself in trouble. Let me rephrase that, to each his own.
But I think if I do something for you, I'm not going to expect nothing back. You know what I mean? It's just like we were talking about Christmas earlier. It was a time in my life where if I got you something for Christmas, I want something back.
And that
You are selfish.
My question was not that. Do you do something for somebody? No. My question was, let's say for instance, Simon, you've done whatever for a woman. It doesn't matter what, whatever, anything, something big, something small, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like her? Should she? Do you think that there's ever a point where she should feel like she just want to do something for you? Like, not that she owes you anything, but, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Is it
if
just
I'm doing
like
her,
only a one-way street?
If I'm doing for her, then I would expect her to do for me, too. I would. I'm not even going to lie and sugarcoat it. If I'm doing for you, I'll expect you to do for me.
You've been married now.
And it ain't necessarily like in a time frame. It's just like at some point, shit, bitch, you should feel like doing something for me. Shit, I've been spoiling you and shit.
Okay.
But
now,
I mean, can
okay.
I jump in here and say something, though? But can I say
hold
I feel
on,
like
on,
if
hold
you.
On. Go ahead.
I just feel like if I'm with a guy and he's doing something for me and whatever he does for me, you should just automatically on your own should feel like that you should do something. You know, whether how great or small, you should feel like you should want to do something because of the fact that he is looking out for you and he is doing for you because that's just what you – I mean, that's what I do. If I'm with somebody and they do something for me, especially if I didn't ask, if they see I needed something, they just took it upon themselves to do something, why wouldn't I, do something in return?
A lot of people don't think like that.
It's not like
people,
you feel like
don't.
You owe them something. You just like, okay, well, shit, this person did something for me at the kindness of their heart. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just do something for them. It ain't like a tip for
okay.
the sort of thing. It's just like,
Let me ask you a question. Give me an example of what you mean by you doing something.
I mean, anything, whatever. Like Father Time said, something. Some things that might be special to you might not be special to somebody else. So, I mean, whatever.
Okay, I understand that. But just give me an example. Just give me an example of something.
Don't know. Shit. Fuck. I don't know.
Hey, man, I'll give you an example, dog. If I done something for a woman and she really, really wanted to do something for me, it'd be real simple.
I'll make
me some banana pudding.
Hey, Cass,
I got your
answer. Okay, say you came and paid my rent. You came and paid my rent, and you knew, I had a hard time this one month. You came and paid my rent. I'm not going to do it because you came and paid my rent. I'm going to do it because out of the kindness of my heart, you did it out of the kindness of your heart. I'm just going to do it just because. And it might not even happen when you think it's going to happen. Just one day I might be like, hey, here you go. It was good looking out for you doing this, paying my rent and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought I wanted to do something nice for you out of the kindness of my heart. Simple.
Okay.
Shut
up, man. My thing is this. Like, a lot of people have a very bad habit of using sexual things as, well, I did this for you, I did that for you. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, well, shit, anything sexual, I think, shit, that benefits both of us. So, a lot of
but
people
But why
say,
we always
like,
have to resort to fall back to sex, though? Why is sex the always the answer,
no,
the meaning
no,
of the
no,
end
no,
to
I'm,
everything?
No. That's not what
Hold
he
on.
Was saying.
I didn't
just,
say it was the end and the nothing. Yeah. I'm just saying a lot of people have, and I'm not being funny, but I've just heard it time and time again.
oh, I fucked that nigga. He bad, you know, he couldn't do this. He couldn't pay my rent, and I fucked him. I done fucked him six times.
Oh,
he
yeah.
couldn't
okay,
pay my
I
rent.
Shit
like that.
Right.
I hear that day in and day out. You know,
right.
I mean,
you're
I
right.
fuck around women. And I think like that. When you get to thinking like, okay, your sexual, whatever you did for me sexually is something that I'm supposed to look at and say, oh, well, yeah, she did fuck me six times. Motherfucker, you nutted just like
you.
I did.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, right, but
that's
still,
not
right.
Always,
that's kind of like still.
That's
I think like still
saying, shit, he might can't fuck. Yeah, you know I can't.
Right, so that's what I'm right. That's what I'm saying.
If
it's just
count,
on the other side.
If I'm counting six times, motherfucker, you ain't fucking me right. Because I've been counting how many times I've had sex with you.
Okay, but at the same time. That's not a face. That's something that you, then you and then
what?
Now you gotta be crazy.
You
got one you done fucked him six times. If you fucked him
50.
Six times and you didn't like none of the six times, you gotta be crazy as cat shit to keep laying down.
My thing is, but that's when they start saying, well, he bought me this, he bought me that, and that's, you know what, men do it because sometimes they know they ain't good and bad. And if this woman giving them some I'm going to pay her rent, I'm going to do this for her, I'm going to do that. So you know what? Men fall into that too. Sometimes men
how come it's got to be he ain't good in bed? Maybe the motherfucker just got a good heart like that. Maybe it ain't got nothing to do with the sex life. Maybe he just want to help you out because you need a little help at that time.
I'm saying some men do that. Some men do the same thing that women do. Y'all sometimes say it's always the woman. It's not always the woman. Sometimes men just giving out money like that.
Well, I'm going to give you my 75 pumps, and I'm going to keep my money in my pocket. I hope that's good enough for you.
Why are you stupid?
Well,
yeah,
that I ain't.
Yeah,
no goodness.
Fuck that. I'm not paying no rent, man.
No,
I don't live there. I ain't
no,
paying
no,
it.
No,
all
right, I'm
I got a question
saying,
for the lady.
Go ahead.
All right, ladies, if you buy a man something, anything, it don't matter, like I said, how big or how small, if you buy a man something, do you feel like at some point or another he should do something for you too? Or are you just honestly doing it out of the kindness of your heart?
Nope, I do it because if I do something for him, I'm just doing it because that's just what I want to do. And it ain't got nothing to do with if he want to, you know, do something back.
How many times I did something for? If I'm with somebody and I'm enjoying
right there.
No. I mean, honestly, if a woman, if you doing something for your woman for 5 years and she don't never do nothing for you, you won't feel like you being used.
I just said I won't do it.
I'm just saying.
If your woman
ain't doing nothing for you, she not doing nothing for you. All you doing is giving to her. And I do understand that you doing things out of kindness of your heart. But come on, when it gets to a point where you feel like this person don't even care about you,
right?
They don't even take the time not to do nothing, not to get you nothing, no surprise, no nothing.
Well, before anybody answer that question, hey, Ms. Dimples, I like your hair. I think that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out. I like her hair. Her hair looks nice to me. That's a nice look for her.
Well, Janine, I completely agree with you. I don't care if it's male or female. If you're doing stuff for a person, your significant other, somebody you deal with, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It could be anything. Shit, you bought him a meal, you bought him an outfit, whatever the fuck it was. It don't matter. It don't even have to. It don't even have to be necessarily something you spent your money on. Shit, you know what I'm saying? You could have just put.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Okay, see, here we go. Wait a minute. Here we go with that. Now, see here. Now, y'all say why I keep saying bringing up sex. What do you mean? Something that you didn't spend money on? And I keep asking you this question. Because of the fact, I mean, you like, okay, something that you ain't spend money on. What I mean, give me an example.
Okay.
You can make my lunch. You can make my lunch and make me a special lunch for work. That don't cost no money.
Other than groceries you was gonna buy.
Shit,
anyway.
What about
okay.
the school shops I spent on the groceries?
All right, okay. Well,
well
maybe, okay. Well, maybe it was, you know, like we were talking about yesterday. You came home from a hard day's work, and I get, you know what I'm saying? You came home to a meal. You came home to a bath, a rub down, and some bomb-ass sex.
Yeah.
Now, take sex out of the issue, okay, because the sex is not the main deal there, okay? I'm just saying, like, okay, now, you know what I'm saying? That happened 2 months ago. Now, I had a hard day. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to, in turn, you know what I'm saying, feel like I deserve that? Or is it just going to be, oh, well, shit, you had a hard day, so what? You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. It ain't necessarily having to do with sex.
Right. But,
I use my food stamp card. Somebody fucking me.
Yes, I'm saying. I'm hard to say. Cut it out with your food.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? You had a hard day, and fuck, you know what I'm saying? I gave you a foot massage, a back massage, or whatever.
Exactly.
And some intriguing conversation and a good meal. I didn't necessarily spend no money on you, but did you not feel special?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not feel like, you know what I'm saying, I went out of my way or whatever?
All it is about making the other person feel like you care about them.
Exactly.
That's
and it
all
ain't
it
happening.
Is.
Okay, now, with that being said, I mean, you got a lot of cases where a person tries to dictate what they want you to do. Like you just said, I rubbed your feet. I cooked your meal. Okay, that's not me. I don't cook. Okay, I can cook, but I'm just saying, what if I'm not that type of person that cooks meals and rub your feet? But you like, well, shit, I did that for you. Why you ain't do it for me?
We just name it examples.
Right. And
people
show their love in different ways.
Different ways.
You're not the type of person to cook.
What if you want it another way? What if you don't like his way or you don't like her way? What do you say then? Do you still appreciate what that person is trying to do?
Otherwise, that's an ungrateful motherfucker. I mean, if I went out and I bought you an outfit, you know what I'm saying, and then to show your appreciation or just out of the kindness of your heart, all you could get me was a scarf. I'm not going to feel like, well, shit, I bought you a whole outfit. All you got me was a scarf. No, I'm going to feel like, okay, well, shit, you took the time to go out, or maybe you was already out and you saw something and you thought that it would be, you know, nice for me. That's how I'm going to look at it. I don't care how big or how small whatever you do is, because
right,
people show that fault in different ways. It's not about, you know, how big it was. Sometimes less is, you know what I'm saying, sometimes the simple shit is even more special. You know what I mean? So it ain't got nothing to do with how big or how small it was. It's the thought that counts.
Right, it's a thought, though. It's a thought that counts.
You know, if I'm the type of person that'll rub you down, but you're not the type of person that'll rub me down, but you are the type of person that'll fucking, you know what I'm saying, fix the squeaky gate or fix the, you know what I'm saying, stop the toilet from running or you know what I'm saying, change the light bulbs in the house. Okay, I'm going to look at that as that's your way of showing love. You know what I'm saying? Those are the types of things that you do. I'm going to appreciate that because that's your way.
That's that handyman.
Exactly.
I think you know what, for the ladies, I think y'all need to understand what type of man you got. And if that's good enough for you, deal with it.
Sure.
I hate to deal with it.
Straight up.
If you got
that man that's not going to rub your feet, don't expect him to rub your feet. It's not going to happen. That's not who he is. You got to let him.
Well, that's not that mess in the beginning, and I won't be looking forward to it.
You
should
know who you with. And if you ask me in the beginning, when we first hook up, say, hey, baby, can you rub my feet? If I say no, don't ask me 2 years from now. I'm still going to say no.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. You got to know who the fuck you're dealing with.
Some people like me, for example, I'm the type of person where, like music, I might not always be able to say how I feel or whatever, but I believe that there's a song for every occasion. So I might not, you know what I'm saying, say this.
And it's made by R. Kelly.
You know what I'm saying?
I might
just put on that CD, that one CD that tell you, okay, all right, baby's in that type of mood. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the type of person you are, you express yourself through song or you express yourself through handiwork, or you express yourself through whatever you express yourself through. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. It ain't got nothing to do with, you know, how much you spent or this, that, or the other. I mean, everybody don't show they love monetarily. And personally, monetary is just one.
What about, let me ask you, what about the people that put things on a time frame? I mean,
I don't know. I can't
say. They pressure you.
What you mean?
Excuse me? A time, like,
that's
okay,
me.
Like, for instance, she said that, okay, 2 months ago. And you sitting there like, well, I did that 2 months ago. You ain't did nothing for me in 2 months. I mean.
That's pressure.
If I give you a time frame.
Just take a quick little bit and go ahead and go to sleep. Then you should get that.
You say what? You say suck his dick in here and forget about it.
I said just suck his dick, put him in the bed, good night, and he'll be okay.
You suck his weenie and put him in the bed and call it the night.
Nah, she did not say suck his weenie. She said suck his dick.
It's a weenie. I'm just saying shit.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like giving somebody a time frame. That's pressuring. That's like, I'm giving you until next week to marry me. Who wants to be pressured?
Let me say something, man. This may be against the rules of mean and all of that, but just because you suck my dick, that I'm not going to forget about it. I'm going to bring this shit right back up tomorrow.
You're the petty nigga.
Fuck that. Just because you suck my dick,
I was just throwing it out there.
I wasn't trying to say it.
Oh, my God.
I
want to
take my dick back.
Hopefully you suck my dick tomorrow, too.
Hold on.
I'm just trying to get my dick sucked twice in a row.
Now, hold on. Now, she didn't swallow, too? You going to still bring it up?
Look, man, I look at it like this. If I bring it up and she put in work like she did last night, then I'm going to bring it right back up.
What about the next day she have a game card for you?
She should have had a BMO.
Now, if she swallowed, fuck that game card.
She should have had a BMO.
I said she swallowed and you get a game card the next day.
I ain't saying shit. I don't got nothing to say.
Why not? Now that's the question you ask now. Why you don't have nothing to say now?
I got some motherfucking Microsoft points. I'm cool.
Because he gonna be playing the video game. He gonna
damn
be
right.
All about.
I got some points. Damn right.
Wow.
Yeah, I ain't got.
I
can say that. Why don't even know what we arguing for?
Right.
Why you ain't got nothing to say now? Because she got a mouthful.
Damn
and
right.
I got some points.
And you got points.
Jeez, I'm gonna cloud that.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, y'all got it.
You
okay,
still bring
now,
it up.
Look,
somebody had to get a car at me that day.
Now,
somebody had to buy a new car.
Ain't that blah nothing.
Now look here, and I keep trying to tell y'all this. Now, with the exception of cheating, other than that, y'all pretty much can shut us the fuck up, easy.
Michael, you didn't have to do nothing.
That's it. All you got to do, man, you can sit there and talk. Oh, motherfucker, did it. Let me just suck his dick. And another thing, you go. All I was saying, girl, is that you could just. Okay, I'm sorry.
You stupid.
Y'all got us apologizing. We apologizing for shit that y'all did.
Right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. I don't even know what the fuck I was
saying. Right, I'm sorry I can't see you like that, baby. I'm really sorry. Don't stop. Don't talk. Just listen.
I'm so sorry.
Right, I am so sorry. But see, a lot of y'all got too much pride in it. I wish I would suck his dick. He done pissed me off. Yeah, all right.
Wow.
That's a
so
good one, man. Motherfucker, you apologize.
Hell yeah. Come on, now. I ain't going to lie to you.
So, if I don't suck it, you're not going to accept my part. You're not going to apologize or what? I mean, I'm just asking a question.
Nope. If I'm not wrong, hell no. I ain't wrong. Shit. If you was wrong.
What if I wasn't in a position to suck you off? Shit. And you were still around? Shit.
What?
If we arguing, we in the house. You can't see someone else in the house?
Arguments don't always happen face to face. Shit.
Well, we in the car or something.
You need to be trying to find me.
Find these nuts. You're really sick.
Cut, sis. What do you mean arguments don't happen face to face?
I'm just
not arguing with a motherfucker you're in front of.
That's a fantastic question, Timer. That is a fucking wonderful question, but it happens, okay? It happens. Just trust me. Take my word for it, okay?
Okay, now look, ladies, let's ask these guys this question, serious business. Now, say y'all wrong and say I don't want you to eat me or to give me the weenie. What would you do?
Leave.
First of all, what is a weenie?
To make me happy again.
Leave.
What is a weenie?
Goodbye.
I don't give a shit how mad if he is. If he want to dig me down, I'm taking it. We'll talk
all right.
about this
all right.
later.
If you
I mean, that's cool, but I'm asking them, what would they do? Not the ladies, what would they do?
I just told you, I'm leaving. Now, if I'm sitting there trying to say I'm sorry by putting this dick up in you, and you talking about don't touch me, all right, well, bye, good day.
Well, I'm not going to never say no to weenie, but I'm just saying.
Why? Wait a minute.
What
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. What is a weenie? We grown ass people. Why do you keep saying weenie?
Yeah.
On the playground or something. Let me see your weenie. What?
Right. Like we're in the sixth grade on the monkey bar. I took your mask off.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I can't say, per se, I mean, just leave it alone. Just let it be a weenie tonight.
No. We don't say weenie. That as of tonight, that word is officially banned.
Everybody don't have a dick. All men don't have a dick.
Well, I would hope they be called women.
I think what she's saying is that some men don't have enough to be worthy to be called it.
Alright, thank you, lady.
Well, to him, it's his dick. He don't give a fuck.
Right.
It's still going
to be his dick. It ain't going to be his weenie. Well, I ain't got as many inches as you got, so I'm going to call mine. I'm just going to call mine a weenie. What the hell?
Right.
Come on.
40-year-old man talking about, hey, you want to see my weenie?
Yeah,
right.
I see my weenie. I'm 40 years old. Come on. Now.
I ain't got a dick. I still got a weenie. Girl, come on. You're going to be like, get the fuck away from me.
Nigga, you got to go. Fuck that. Oh, shit.
All right, ladies, let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask all the ladies a question.
Ladies.
Does size really matter? If you really know what he's doing, does the size really matter?
No.
So he can have 2 inches, but if he know how to work those 2 inches, he's good to go.
Miss Dimple said no.
What about you?
I'm gonna start
with Janine. Well, I'm not gonna start with Janine because I already know her answer. Poetry. I'm gonna start with you. The size really matter to you if you know what he's doing with whatever he got. Does it really matter how big it is?
Not if you know how to work it.
I mean, to be honest with you, I can honestly say I don't have an answer because I know what I'm used to, and if I deal with somebody that I'm not used to, then I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, all right. I respect that. Miss Peaches, the size really matters.
In other words, all she said, she didn't have big dicks. All she had big dicks. That's pretty much what she did.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You know what? Because some women, what's big to her may be small. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that I'm just used to because, okay, see, you're going to make me say something that I really don't want to say because I don't really want to go into. Okay, it's only certain types of guys that I deal with, and the most of the guys that I deal with, pretty much they come blessed in that area. You know what I'm saying? They can't be built the way I like them and have small dicks. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I deal with a certain, you know, type of
man. Oh, so what you're saying is, motherfuckers my size, you ain't fucking with. You ain't fucking with the beer belly motherfuckers, huh? That's what you're saying? That's what I'm hearing.
Sam, I don't even know what you look like.
You got to get on the site.
Yep,
you
got
to
get
go
on
to CNCRadio.net. I'm offended.
But why are you offended? I don't even know what you look like. Don't, it's
you
not.
Said dudes that
look
at y'all
in a dude's
size. Your belly motherfuckers ain't got shit going on.
But I did not say that. I just said because okay, I do like, you know, bigger, thicker guys. So, because I'm short. So I can't have nobody that's little and short like me because you can't handle me. So I like, you know, bigger, thicker guys because of I'm short.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You know who The Rock is? You know who The Rock
is,
right?
Yes.
Okay, do you know who Forrest Whitaker is?
Yes.
Now, those are two
that's
big dudes.
That's
those are dudes is big. And who you going to gravitate to, The Rock or Forrest Whitaker?
Neither. I'm going to go with neither because... I'm going with neither because The Rock probably, his thing probably ain't even going to get up because of all the shit he takes. And Forrest Whitaker is, like, too big and not attractive.
See, that's what I'm saying, see? Just because he got a beer belly because he's just
Forrest Whitaker might got it going on, though. I don't know about that cock
at all. Anyway, hold on, y'all. Hold on. They're going to cut us off soon, but I want to get everybody's opinion. Peaches, doesn't matter. If you know what he's doing, it doesn't matter how big it is.
No, if you know what he's doing, shit, I'm good. Trust me, I done been in a situation. And I mean, I learned not to talk about nobody. I don't put short men down, because Lord have mercy. Woo! Go ahead on to the next.
Okay.
I can take a sip of something right fast, boy, because I got excited. Woo!
Hold on, y'all.
I gotta give Liquor Stores an answer. Liquor Stores on you. No, it don't matter. I mean, shit, me personally, sex is only one aspect of relationships. But nah, that's not gonna stop nothing happening.
You may get a
blow.
All right, and I got one last person, Eddie. I already know your answer, but I got to ask you anyway. Does it matter? Janine?
Yes. Of course it matters.
I already knew that.
Now, Justine, why does it matter?
Because if you got 2 inches, I don't care how you work it. It ain't going to touch shit.
Well, come on now, girl. You know ain't nobody going to mess with nothing 6 and lower.
But
that's why size doesn't matter to me because I'm not going to put myself in the street.
So then it do matter because you got some that are that small. So then it does matter.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Hell, 4 inches. Shit, it's too little.
Well, you know what? I got a question. Why is it that the guys that already know that they ain't really blessed in the area always want to just eat pussy all the time?
That's because you already answered your question because they know they not blessed in that area.
You put them
at the merchant chicken, you imagine. No, he said,
you know what?
I once upon a time, I dealt with a guy who had a nice size piece, but his dick would not get fully hard. It just, I don't know what was wrong with him. He had a very nice piece, but it would not get fully hard.
He had too much.
That's it. He put his tongue to work. I wasn't mad at him.
Yeah, it just kind of throw me off the tag, you know, if you run across those guys, because it's like at some point you want to get
that,
like, real talk.
Yeah, exactly. That's
right.
Not going to be a long-term relationship because after a minute, you're going to get tired of that.
Hold on. Who the fuck is those guys? Like they are some kind of disease or something. You know, I've read about those guys. Who the fuck is those guys?
You know, because everybody's not like that.
Those guys right here.
Well, I'm going to say certain guys, because all guys are not like that. Right.
Oh, boy, y'all is crazy.
guys. You a mug, boy. First you talk about the beer belly guys, now it's those guys.
See, I didn't even say that, Father Tad. See, you pulled Father Tad and you put him out there like that.
I like the beer belly guys. Said, move that stomach out the way. You all good. Shit. I just had a stomach rubbing up against the top of my pussy. That feels good.
Oh, wow.
That beer belly has a purpose. So y'all don't know that about that.
We good to go.
Well, I never did say I had a six-pack. let me throw my hat in the ring. I never did say I had a six pack.
There you go.
Throw my hat
in the ring. Right now. Fuck her. She at the club, at the gym, looking for the motherfucker that's lifting 400 pounds.
Oh,
mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
She walked
out
that
beer belly motherfucker
like...
on a treadmill. She ain't got shit to say that beer belly motherfucker on a treadmill, but she looking at that.
That's not true, Papa Paul. I'm trying to tell you, that's not true.
Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to defend yourself. You said you like guys with a certain build. What type of build is that?
I like, okay, so everybody know, since I don't know what you look like, but I do know what Cass look like, so somebody that's built like Cass.
His stomach bigger than mine.
Hey. You say what, though?
You know, because I don't know what Father Time looks like, but I know what Cass look like. So I think everybody knows what he look like. You know, okay, he's like, for instance, my husband, he's 6'4", 275, because I'm only 4'11".
Wow.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, you know.
He be on top a lot. That's a big motherfucker. How you hold up all his weight?
I don't know. I'm on it.
Yeah, you 4'11", this motherfucker 275 pounds. You shit, you strong than a motherfucker.
Have you ever seen a pit bull have sex with a chihuahua? Me neither, but it ain't pretty.
That's a lot of motherfucking weight. You be like, baby, let me get on cop. You crushing me, motherfucker.
But see, that
like,
goes to show you that, you know, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I like thicker, bigger dudes. So that's what I'm saying. So ain't nobody, you know, that big or, you know, like, they going to have a stomach. They going to have something, you know.
Right. See? You go ahead and prime your tree, girl.
Thanks. I guess, I mean, I'm a lot. I like somebody to know what they're doing. I like to be handled, you know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
Let's see, I
like
I'm just
rolls or something.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Throw me around some shit.
Hell yeah, just don't drop me. Just don't drop me.
Yeah, she only 4'11". The motherfucker weighs 275. I'm pretty sure he's strong enough to hold her ass up.
Toss me, flip me, fold me like a pretzel, shit. Slap it, rip it, rub it down. Just don't drop me. Just don't hit it too hard.
Oh, wait, whoa. What you mean don't hit it too hard? I'm trying to knock some lining out the bottom of that motherfucker. What you mean?
No, you can get a lining out. I'm talking about when you smack it. Just don't smack it so hard.
Shit, I'm trying to leave a handprint, too.
All right, well, leave it then. You know I don't give a... Come on, Cad. You know I don't give a what?
Well, I mean, you the one said it. You said it. You said don't hit it too hard.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know. It depends on what mode I be in. I might want to flip your ass up. Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Man. Quiet time.
We got about six minutes, man. We got to wrap it up, y'all, because they're going to clip us off.
All right.
So we're going to start with Eddie. Eddie, you got any last words for us?
I was going to go to 11:30
now. Mm-hmm. You know you, Eddie.
Oh,
you said you're always waiting shit.
Whatever.
You
know you love me. It was good talking with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I will be on here next week, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We went so far over. You already got a whole show in now.
I know.
All right, we got poetry. You got last verse for us.
Stay safe and warm. Enjoy, y'all.
Yes, oh, gee, thank you. That's what we were looking for. You said stay safe and warm. Not about, you know, you guys had a great show. I really enjoyed talking to you guys. Stay safe and warm.
I did just say that. I said I enjoyed you all. I said stay safe and warm. I enjoyed you all.
I know. I heard you. I'm just messing with you. Ms. Peaches, you got any last words?
Yes, I enjoyed y'all like always. Keep up the good work, and I'll see y'all Tuesday.
That's what's up. You got any last words, Doc?
You know it, man. SandCityRadio.net. Poetry, we need to see you on there. Right. Everybody else on the show so far has a page, so we need to see you on there also.
Yeah. You see my beer belly.
Okay.
All right, we had quite a few people listening to us tonight, so we want to say thank y'all for listening to the whole show. We greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hold up.
Did I miss somebody?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry, nigga. So I thought I got you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am so sorry. I do apologize. I am so sorry.
Damn.
I thought I got you. I'm drinking that shit, so I thought I got you. I'm so sorry. We going to start over. Nigga, so you got your last words for us, dear?
See you, city, bitches.
There you go, CNCD, bitch. I'm gonna put that in the intro. But once again, thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling in. CNCDRadio.net. And we're doing the same thing next week. We're in the chat room if anybody want to get in the chat room with us.
Don't forget, ladies. Fuck all that arguing. Suck a dick and let it go to sleep.
Suck it quick.